Del Washington in Gladiator 2, Selena Gomez for Emilia Perez, and Conclave has 9 nominations.
The Holy Father was spying on all of us.
The director Edgar Berger didn't get one. The awards will be handed out in Los Angeles March 2nd. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Leading business and political figures attending the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, have discussed and debated topics such as technology, tariffs, climate change, Ukraine, Gaza, and the global economy this week. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for the overnight as temperatures tumble to the lower single digits. Wind chills between 5 and 10 below thanks to a light northwest wind. Increasing clouds Friday, a south breeze, highs near 20. A snow chance Friday night. It's 6 at our studios.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, but I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Everything was gone. 38 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
about it.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
When you say these things, you know it makes me blue.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Love you gotta get.
About There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship is on pause for now, as CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
A federal judge in Washington state called it blatantly unconstitutional, temporarily blocking the order for 2 weeks as several states challenge it in court.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
As President Trump continues to threaten tariffs on imports, CBS Money Watch's Kelly O'Grady reports auto manufacturers worry that will boost prices for American buyers.
Tariffs could incentivize manufacturers to bring jobs to the U.S., but that's not something car companies can do overnight, taking as much as 18 to 24 months. Most in the auto industry, though, are hoping these threats are just a negotiating tactic.
Evacuation orders were lifted today for tens of thousands of dislocated residents as fire crews continue to struggle with the Los Angeles area blazes. And CBS's Andres Gutierrez reports expected weekend rains could bring mudslides to burned out areas.
So besides these fire crews working on the containment issues, you also have over in the Altadena area, fire crews that are filling up sandbags and distributing those to residents to make sure that they are able to shore up their properties in case the drainage system gets overwhelmed.
New blazes erupted in San Diego County, briefly triggering more evacuations. President Trump plans to travel to California to see the damage firsthand Friday. Nashville police continue trying to pin down the motive behind a 17-year-old male who shot a girl to death in a high school. CBS's Nicole Valdez is there.
Nashville police also confirming they're investigating several online documents they believe the shooter created that not only cites far-right extremist views, but at one point says that the shooter was, quote, ashamed to be black.
The shooter died at the scene. Some of Walmart's managers are getting surprisingly hefty paychecks.
Walmart has increased bonuses and stock awards for its 440 regional store managers, increasing their maximum pay this year to more than $600,000. While the pay is high, it's not an easy job. It entails long hours and lots of time on the road visiting the 12 stores the managers oversee.
CBS's Christopher Cruz reporting. Taiwan plans to exterminate up to 120,000 green iguanas, which are said to be damaging the island's agricultural sector. Around 200,000 of the reptiles are believed to be in the island's southern and central areas, which are heavily dependent on farming. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go Nug Max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tina Turner has been gone for a few years now, but there's a song of hers you can now hear for the first time.
The song is called Hot For You, Baby. It's the first previously unreleased song featured on the forthcoming 40th anniversary edition of Turner's 1984 album Private Dancer. That collection is out March 21st. The song was originally meant to be included on Private Dancer, which peaked at number 3 and produced Turner's only number 1 hit on the Billboard 100. Queen of Rock and Roll died after a long illness in May of 2023. She was 83. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A jury of 5 men and 7 women has been seated for the trial of rapper ASAP Rocky, charged with firing a gun at a former friend. Opening statements at the trial will begin on Friday. Michael Toscano.